The Revelation is Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1897. The foaming sea was as wild as an untamed horse, and the decks of the transatlantic liner travelling towards England were empty, except for one hardy passenger. Robert Fitzalan was caught up in the excitement of the turbulent sky, the power of the waves, and the tossing of the ship. No bucking bronco could be any more unsettling, he thought, remembering the time he had tried for success at a rodeo in the Midwest of America. He had stayed on the animal longer than most, including himself, had expected, but had been thrown in the end. Now he stood with spray lashing him, and found the exhilaration of the storm matched his own. Robert Fitzalan was going home to Scotland. The last time he had been home was 23 years ago, when he was 8 years old, before his father, Malcolm Fitzalan, had quarrelled with his proud and irascible parent, Lord Fitzalan. Malcolm was not the first. His two elder brothers had already fallen out with the cantankerous laird and left Scotland. Unable to take his father's bullying ways for a second longer, the youngest son, his wife and son, sailed to America. Soon after their arrival, Rupert's beloved mother had died from typhoid, leaving his grieving father, who, ignoring his son, devoted himself to building up a successful railway empire. The deck door behind Rupert opened, and a steward caught him by the arm. "My lord, we cannot allow any passengers outside on deck whilst the sea is this rough." It was still a novelty to be addressed as "my lord." In the years since Rupert's family had left Scotland, both his uncles had died. One had drowned after being forced to leave a sinking ship, the other in a fatal riding accident. Neither had left sons. 2 years ago, his father had suffered a fatal stroke, and Rupert was left in sole control of the railway company. Last month had come the news that Lord Fitzalan, Rupert's grandfather, had died, and the title and estates had come down to his last male descendant. Rupert was now Lord Fitzalan. He smiled at the steward and came inside. "Can I provide your lordship with a brandy?" "Why not?" Rupert went through to the empty saloon and chose a seat commanding a fine view of the huge waves. As he waited for his drink, Rupert conjured up his memories of the ancestral home of the Fitzalans. To 8-year-old Rupert, Castle Fitzalan held all the drama and atmosphere of its bloody history. He remembered his grandfather recounting tales of feuds with other clans and dastardly attacks his doughty ancestors had repelled. Rupert's father had scoffed at these tales. "That's all in the past. Our future is in America." So it had proved. Many a time, though, Rupert had recalled the erect figure of his grandfather, so full of pride and belligerence, and wished he could see him again. His father had often suggested to Lord Fitzalan that they visited only to be repulsed. Now Rupert was returning to Scotland, and whether or not he would leave America permanently was a decision he was happy to leave for another day. Just as he had left the question of marriage. One of the most eligible young bachelors in New York, he had earned the nickname Rupert the Rock, for it was said that no girl had managed to break his heart. He had squired some of the loveliest girls around, most of whom had made it clear that they would be delighted to become his wife. He had been bored by even the most intelligent of them. His father had been upset. "We need to consider the Fitzalan inheritance," he had counselled his son just before he died. "Plenty of time yet, father." "Just what is it you are looking for, son?" "I simply want to be as much in love with the girl I marry as you were with my mother. I was blessed, but I can see plenty of girls who are beautiful and have sufficient character and intelligence for you to fall in love with." "None of them moves me, father, and none of them has that special something. And please don't ask me to define what that is, because I only know I will recognize it when I see it." With that, his father had to be content. Would he now wondered, find a Scottish girl who could command his heart the way his beautiful mother had commanded his father's? He savoured the fine cognac brought in by the steward.